This is GQDN for Thursday, August 4th, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about Overwatch, a little bit of Xbox, and Ubisoft. But we start today with an article from Jinx.tv, and it says that TwitchCon is coming to San Diego 2022 this October. Now, the tickets are on sale, but what could be happening here? Well, there isn't that much information, but there is some things. But some streamers will be there attending, including Pokemon and Disguised Toast and some others. The tickets are indeed on sale, and that includes the one-day ticket for $129, a three-day ticket for $199, and a three-day ticket plus party at $229. So what's included? Well, the one-day ticket, and you could go on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The ticket would include community meetups, Twitch Rivals access, meet and greets, loot cave, chat badge, swag bag, and an early badge pickup gift. And essentially it's the same thing for the three-day ticket and the three-day plus party, except for admission to the TwitchCon party. So if you get the party pack, then you get to go to the party. So that looks good. The tickets are on sale now, like I said, and it does look good for October. It is between the 7th and 9th in October. Twitch on Twitter did say, round up the squad and tell them the news. TwitchCon San Diego tickets go on sale early August. TwitchCon comes to Paris in 2023. We shall see what goes on there. Now we go on to some outside the game news. And according to Destructoid.com, Crunchyroll, YouTube, and some other apps will shut down on the Wii U this year. Now, services on Wii U will be shutting down. eShops and other stuff there this year. And the YouTube support page for Wii U was updated. Quote, note, the YouTube app is no longer available for new downloads from Wii U eShop due to Nintendo's upcoming discontinuation. Starting in October, the YouTube app will no longer be available on Wii U devices. Viewers can still enjoy YouTube on Nintendo Switch devices, but not on Wii U. It is indeed a slow death. But something else that caught my eye, and this comes to us from DualShockers.com, and Tencent wants to become the biggest shareholder of Ubisoft. So China, essentially, plans to offer about £100 per share. I say pounds? Well, that's not yen, so whatever. It's £100 per share to buy more Ubisoft stakes from the Guillemot family. So if they do that, they can essentially be the biggest shareholder of Ubisoft. This really does sound like a takeover, but we'll see what happens. Because remember, Ubisoft did say earlier this year that we're not going to be bought out. Now we go into another Destructoid article, and this is saying that Multiverses Season 1 has been delayed. So, while it is in beta, the Rick and Morty season has been delayed. And this is what Player First Games has said. Quote, a big thank you to everyone playing Multiverses. It is exciting to see so many players enjoying the game, and the launch of open betas is just the beginning. That's what they said on Twitter. Further quote, we want to let everyone know that we are delaying the start of Season 1 and the release of Morty to a later date. We know this might be disappointing for some, and want to assure our community that we've dedicated to delivering a new exciting content that delights players. We will let you know the timing as soon as we can. We appreciate your patience and enthusiasm and look forward to unveiling Season 1 very soon. Now we go to GameSpot and getting into more video games that is in pre-release. Overwatch 2 will not get a third beta. John Spector on Twitter, at Specs_J, said, "Today marks just 2 months until Overwatch 2's launch. We know players are eager to dive in and have seen questions about the possibility of a third public beta. While we continue testing Overwatch 2 daily internally, we are not planning any additional public beta tests. With all the valuable feedback we received from our alpha and 2 public beta tests, we will be focusing our efforts on launching the best game possible on October 4th. Well, we shall see what happens. Indeed. But there was also some polling on some of the skins. Not much feedback on that has been released just yet, but we shall see. Now we go to DualShockers again, and what they're saying is a veteran gaming company, Koch Media, has rebranded itself at Plarium. So part of this was because of a naming pronouncing thing, but here some people are still having trouble with the new name. So, we'll see. They are still pushing forward on their plans. So, we'll see what happens, what comes from them. And speaking about planning, Eurogamer found a rumor. Now, they're talking about Iron Man coming from EA because, well, at Tom Henderson on Twitter said, "I've heard a few rumors that it's Iron Man, but I never had any concrete to fully report on. But this heavily under the rumor category for now, and if I hear/see more information that's concrete, I'll report on it properly. That's just thought it was worth mentioning." And Okami Games said, "Rumor, EA is working on another single-player Marvel game in addition to Black Panther." So, could that happen? Well, rumors are rumors are rumors are rumors until proven fact. I'm putting this out there saying don't believe it until the company makes an announcement. Such as, and what I leave you with today, Xbox Series S. The developer tools grants games more memory. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and what they're saying is with the developer tool, you will be able to shrink the core memory, or basically what the main program takes up for memory, down from 2 gigs down to around 1.8 to 1.6 gigs, is what I'm believing. So you will get some memory in the hundreds of megabytes, but this is going to be in your Xbox Series S update, not for Series X, only Series S, as in Sylvanda. Okay, now that said, there will be more news tomorrow, so we will be back tomorrow with all of the good stuff right here on thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.